Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Apologies about the late start here, having some issues with my microphone and camera. So I am camera off here at the moment. Let me know if you guys can hear me okay, or if you guys can't hear me okay, let me know about that as well. Not sure why I was running into some issues here, but either way, we are going to get the show kicked off. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. We do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So DFS action already underway here. Got a five-game early MLB slate still going on. Six-game MLB main slate later today. And then we have golf teeing off tomorrow morning. So last I checked, there weren't any questions here in the Discord to get us started off. So, you know, I thought we'd mix it up today and talk a little bit about golf and golf strategy. So I wanted to hop over to golf and do a build demo there for you all. So let's jump over here. We have golf, PGA Tour, teeing off tomorrow morning. And, you know, automatically when I come into golf, you know, one of the first things that I want to do here is just go and check the weather, right? Roto Grinders has a free weather page, same way they do for MLB. They also have it for golf here. So you could jump up here and just kind of see what the forecast looks like, right? This is a free tool, free page run by Kevin Roth. And you just come in and see, you know, are there any weather splits, right? It doesn't look like it here. You know, weather looks good. Thursday a.m., Thursday p.m., Friday a.m., Friday p.m. You know, some ugly weather over the weekend, but we kind of don't know what to expect at that point anyways. You're mostly looking for a weather edge on a Thursday and Friday. So not seeing one here, but let's say there was, right? Let's say that there was a weather edge for players who had the Thursday a.m. and Friday p.m. Split, right? How would I handle that in the app? So what I would do is I would come in here and I would first sort by tee time and just kind of see, like, hey, what are all of the tee times for the golfers here? And normally there's going to be some point here where you could just kind of deem it like the middle. And that's going to be, you know, this point here. There's an 8:57 a.m. and then there's a big split up until 12:10 p.m. So, like, this would be my cutoff, right? Now, let's say I wanted to favor golfers that started earlier. What I would do is I would go into my settings. I would go into my lineup rules. I would go to add new rule. I would do a group automatic rule. And then I would say use at least four. So I'm going to say, you know, more than half of my golfers coming from the morning split. And then I'm going to add a requirement that says tee time before, and then I'm going to do 9 a.m. here. And then I put 9, put a.m., and then now this works, right? Couple things here. Do not check group by. Leave this unchecked or else your rule will probably cause builds to start failing. But just for, like, some overall context, so SaberSim understands weather on a daily basis and how it impacts the difficulty of the course, but we do not understand, like, hey, at 8 a.m. it is windy, but at 3 p.m. it is even windier. That is a level of granularity that the model is not accounting for perfectly, which is why you can come in here, set these rules, make these adjustments to benefit yourself here, right? So I would write a rule like this in such a case as needed here. But other than that, not going to really do too much else pre-build here. Pretty happy with projections, ownership, all those things are being handled by SaberSim team. So I'm going to come in here and run some builds, right? Set up my build settings as needed and kick this off. But no other really big pre-build things, in my opinion, aside from that. One thing that I have been asked about that I will mention here is, you know, is it okay to curate your player pool? And I think the answer is yes. You know, I think it's totally fine to do so, even something as simple as setting a projection filter. One thing I will do is always come in here and just kind of see how many golfers there are in the tournament. So if you have the ability to download the player table, you can come in here and just see how many names there are with a projection on the list. And there's 156 golfers in the field. So pretty big field. You know, it is a cut event. Last week, I believe, was a no cut event. So, you know, I think it's totally fine to come in here and say, hey, I want to, you know, filter out so many players below a projection. And maybe I set a projection filter of, you know, 45, and I'm making this up kind of arbitrarily. But what I would recommend is scroll down to the, go into your projections here, scroll down and like see where you're making this cutoff. Now, you know, for me, 45 makes sense because look at all the ownership of these golfers. It's all less than 1% guys that are, you know, really like dart throws, right? I mean, you're probably not going to get to them anyway, but if you just want to like guarantee you don't get to any of them at all, this is one way to do it. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to going a little bit higher here just based on what I'm seeing. You know, if you wanted to go all the way up to like a projection filter of like 50 points or even, you know, 52, even something like 52, if you wanted to get crazy here, right, and be super aggressive, I think that's fine. So a couple different ways to go about that, but I think it's totally fine to curate your player pool if you so choose. So now that our lineups have run, I'm going to go open up a contest sim here. Let's say we are playing the birdie, right? We have our big birdie battle promotion. If you guys aren't participating in it, I would highly recommend doing so. It is a golf promo that we've been doing all summer long here, and we're a little over halfway through, wrapping up in about a month here. So giving away two tickets to the 2025 Masters. All right, so lineups are run. I just set up my contest sim. Gonna let the contest sim run here, and while we do that, I will pull up the birdie battle promo. So in case you guys aren't familiar with it, gonna drop the link here in the chat. All you got to do is follow the rules to enter here, have a SaberSim subscription, use the SaberSim logo on DraftKings, fill out our quick form so we could send you gear at the end of the season, and then put 20 lineups into the $3 20 max birdie contest on the DraftKings PGA main slate. DraftKings PGA main slate, and you will be all set. But, you know, just looking at the schedule here, we are coming up on the Rocket Mortgage Classic, so only 4 total weeks left here. Going fast. All right, that contest sim is finished. I'm going to go jump into my sorting metrics, go switch over to risk-adjusted ROI, and start making some changes, right? So going to scroll down to the last lineup in my set. Going to sort by exposure here. Right off the bat, seeing like a ton of leverage on Taylor Moore here. You know, I'm probably, you know, golf is a sport where you're probably not going to need an optimal to win. So what the easiest, so I still like using mini uniques in golf just because I know like, hey, probably not going to need an optimal. Using mini uniques is going to organically adjust my exposures and help me get more spread out. And I'm going to be, you know, taking advantage of that and making my life a little bit easier. So it looks like 4 mini uniques is the most here. Taylor Moore goes from 70% exposure down to 45%. Still taking a big stand on him, but a lot more comfortable with the stand that I'm taking. You can see that I'm using 38 golfers total now, as opposed to mini uniques of 1, only 33. So we've added golfers to the pool, but we're making sure we're playing a more diverse set of lineups here. And, you know, if you wanted to come in, you know, I always recommend sorting by leverage positive and then sorting by it negative as well. So you just click on it again and it'll show you the players that you're taking the biggest stand against, right? So as important as it is to know who you're rooting for, it's also important to know who you're fading, right? Who are we saying is not a good play this week? And are we comfortable with that stand? So checking those things out both directions is a good thing here. But other than that, you know, not doing too much else here, pretty happy with my diversification, my exposures, how far down in my pool I am, trusting the builder, trusting the contest sims, and going from there. Javier said, hi, if I want a specific 150 lineups, do I need to use the lock button for all 150? So I guess it depends what you're trying to do. You know, let's say that you are using, the easiest thing to do, like, say, I don't know exactly why you would need to do this, because you could just do it with minimax exposures. So, like, hey, you know, I want to play 100% Taylor Moore. Well, then I just need to, like, go and put 100% in the minimum exposure column, and then the builder will go and find lineups that meet that, and it's not going to do it because my mini-nix is too high, but I can lower it, and I can go and get it, right? So, you know, now I'm looking at 150 lineups that have him, but if you want to give me, like, a more specific case of, like, why you need to lock a button all 150, I could probably help you out a little bit better, but I can't think of a reason why you would need to lock button 150 when you could use minimax exposures to help you, whether that's on a player level, whether it's, you know, on a team level or a stack level or different things like that. But there aren't a lot of cases where you should have to go in here and, like, lock button every single 150 that you want. If you want to take this 150 or something, you could always send it to the favorites. So use the star icon. It's going to take the 20 lineups that you're looking at, put it in the favorites. And then, you know, if you have another set of 20 lineups from the same build or from a different build, you can come back. You could send those 20 lineups to the favorites once you set those up. So what I would do is I would take my 20, send them to the favorites. I would come back. I would trash those 20, get a new 20, and then, you know, set those up however I want. And then, boom, I favorite this new 20. Now I go back to my favorites, and I have 40 lineups here. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to, like, combine lineups within SaberSim. Nathan said, signed up today. Welcome, Nathan. Sorry about not having my camera on. Not sure what happened there, but glad you were able to find the show, you know, doing this build demo for a golf, teeing off early tomorrow morning. And if you have any questions here, just let me know. But hope you guys, you know, like this favorites demo. You know, favorites are a super cool tool. Will help you to take different ideas and put them together, right? So, like, one of the most common use cases is, like, for NFL Showdown. We're like, hey, you know, I want to build 10 lineups with this game script, and I want to build 10 lineups with that game script, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you build out all these different game combinations and all these builds. And then you take those lineups and then you combine them all into a single contest via the favorites tab. So, like, that's also another good way of using this tool. You know, you could do that for any sport, really, but I just like that NFL Showdown example the most. Let's take a peek here at Discord. And not seeing any more questions here, so probably going to get out of here after doing this build demo. Going to try and figure out what's wrong with my camera, but appreciate you guys hanging out with me, asking some questions. I will be right back here tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.